The Teachers and Educational Workers Union Tewu of the Ghana Trades Union Congress has warned that members will embark on an industrial action to back home their demand for government to pay the 15% retention premium. It has therefore urged government to speed up the modalities and pay the workers before school reopens next month. The General Secretary of the Union, Dan Eyimentri, gave the warning at the opening of the 10th Quadrennial National Delegates Conference of the Union in Kumasi. Correspondents Thomas Nsonji and Abigail Gadu report.
The theme for the conference, being attended by over 200 delegates across the country, is pursuing adequate compensation for quality service delivery. Mr. Eyimentri said it is regrettable that instead of paying workers equally for equal work done, the system is different in the Tewu setup. According to him, the agitations of workers in the education sector from their migration onto the single spinal structure is not the best. This is because the quantum of pay in the sector was comparatively low, as majority of non-teaching staff were excluded in the 15% retention premium allowance. Mr. Eyimentri said teaching is teamwork and that effective teaching depends on both services of teaching and non-teaching staff. The General Secretary of the Ghana Trade Union Congress, Kofi Asamoah, shared the view that the cost of living does not match with the income levels of workers, even though inflation is continuing to fall. He said unionized labor will continue to press home for enhanced wages and salaries to compensate for the daily increase in the price of goods and services. Mr. Asamoah said adequate compensation for quality service is very relevant, saying it is unfair and can only not be justified that employees will demand quality service but fail to adequately reward them appropriately. According to him, maximizing productivity is a shared responsibility, saying poor attitude to work should not be entertained. In a speech read on her behalf, the Minister of Education, Mrs. Mekimud Idrisi, assured Tewu that discussions on the payment of the 15% retention premium are ongoing. She therefore urged the members to exercise restraint while measures are being put in place to address the challenge.
There was a report filed by our correspondents Thomas Nsueji and Abigail Gadu.